You're holding Daf Tzadik Hei Yomer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, the Yishbi B'noif, Asher B'lidei Harofa, that was the name Yishbi B'noif, he was the son of the great giant. On Mishkal Kina, the weight of his spear was Sholosh Meis Mishkal, 300 Mishkal Nechashos, weight of Kappa. V'uchog Chadosha, and he had a new, and he was wearing like a new sword. And he said, Lahakri says David, let's go kill David. That's his pasuk. Now the Gemara darshins, my the Yishbi Benoif, who is this person? What's his lashon of the Yishbi Benoif? So Amrav Yehuda said, Amrav, Ish Shebua al Iske Noif. It means a person that came because of the Avera of Noif, because of what happened by Noif, he came now to give punishment back to David. That's his pasuk of the Yishbi Benoif, that somebody came to give punishment to David because of what happened in Noif. Rashi says, since we spoke about before, the day that was left over, that Sancheirav had one day able to give punishment for the Avera of Noif. So now we also talk about what happened because of Noif. So the Gemara says what happened was, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Adamosayi oven zeh tamim b'yudecha. How long would this sin be hidden by you? In other words, that you did not get your punishment for it yet. Why? Because al yodcho nergo noiv irakahanim. Because of you, the city noiv was killed out. The al yodcho, because of you, nitra doig adoimi. Doig adoimi also got punished. Like Rashi says, because he spoke Lashon Hara about you. Because he was jealous of you to shoil. And because of that, maisa, both the whole irak noiv hakahanim was killed out. And doig was killed because of that. And also the Ayodcho Neargul Shol Ishleshes Banov, and Shol and his three children were also killed out with that Mechom against the Plishtim. So it comes out it's all because of you, so therefore you have to receive some punishment. So Hashem is telling David, Ritzaymcha, if you want, Yichlo Zarecha, either I'll make an end to your children, you'll have no children, they'll all be wiped out, or Timtza Biyadai, or else I'll give you over into the hand of the enemy now. Is Amalafana, so David HaMelech said back, I'm better off putting me in the hands of an enemy, but do not wipe out, not kill out my children. So with this case here now, that the Yishbi Benoiv, I mean this Russia, Yishbi, he wanted to take Nekama against David for that because of Noiv. So, Yoy Mechode one day, Nofak Lisko Bizoi. He went out to this place, David Melech went out to this place, Socha Bizoi, Rashi says, Loshin Pasoi Kriya Kfarhoi, it was a city like. It is also Sotan, so the Sotan came, Vyid Malay Kitfiya. He appeared to David as if he was a deer. And Posak Begira, so David shot an arrow at the deer. Fule Matayu, it didn't hit him. Is Moshe, so kept on running, kept on hitting him, kept on trying to shoot him. Adiyam Tilerat Plishtim, until at the Sotan drew David to come into the land of Plishtim. When the people sitting in Yeshve Yishbi Benoiv, that's this person, when he saw him, his Omri said, this is the one, this is David, that killed my brother Goliath. So what did he do? Kafte, he grabbed the hold of David, he had tied him up, Kamte, folded him over, Oisve Vishadya Tuse. They Bedaya, he threw him down in between an olive tree, and his family was going to do things to him. As it happened was, Rashi says, Hechniu tachas abad shozaisim v'yosav olay lamachoy. He was about to squash him over there. Is a savad lenisa, and this happened to him, and mochalei arya mitusei, that the ground like became soft, and David was able to fall inside the ground like. And therefore, when he pushed down the weight on top of him, he didn't crush him, nothing happened to him. And I know the Siv, that's what the Pasuk says until him, Tarchiv Tzadi Tachtoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu widened my footsteps underneath me, Fuloi Moador Kasule, that I was not crushed, that my feet did not slip. So the Gemara says, Hahu Yoima that day, Apanya Demali Shabbat Hevi. It was like Erev Shabbos it was. Now, Avisha Ben Tzruya, have a kochayef reisher bedalit garbi demaya. Avisha ben Tzruya was like washing himself, washing his head, and starting to cover Shabbos with four buckets of water. Now Avisha ben Tzruya, he was a relative of David. Now that was chazio Kitamid Dama. He saw some bloodstains next to him. And Ikabiyami's son say, Osa Yoina, a pigeon came, a Yoina came, Itrof Kamei. And he hurt himself, he was bleeding in front of him. Izoma, so Avisha ben Tsruya said, Knesset Yisrael Yoina im Sile. Knesset Yisrael is a mushal as Daimah to a Yoina. Shnema the Pasuk says, Kanfe Yoina Nechbo Vakesef. And so what does it mean to teach me then? Shema Amidah from here, we understood that the David Malko the Yisrael Betzara Shari, that the Melech Yisrael David is in pain. So also Levesi came home, he came to David's house. Lo Yashkecheh, he didn't find David. Omri said to himself like this, Tanan, we learned our Mishnah before we learned Tanan, and Reich from Malsusai, nobody's allowed to ride on the horse of the king. V'en Yesh from Achisi, nobody's allowed to sit on the king's chair. V'en Mishdamshim B'Shabitai, you cannot use his staff. But the question is now, B'Shas HaSakonamai, now that David is Sakon, I want to go take his sus, I want to ride to try and find him. So also Shaul ben Midrashi went and asked the Shalom of the Medrash. Omulah said to him like this, B'Shas HaSakon HaShapadami, B'Shas HaSakon, now you're allowed to use it. If this is the way you could save David, go and take his own horse like and use it, try and find him. So Rochve Lepardia, he took David's mule, Vikom, Ozal, and he went to try and find him. Kov Tzulayarya, and there was a Kvitzis Aderech, he made a first route, Teretz Plishtim. Is Bahadai, the Komaske, while he was traveling, Chazi Liyorpa Imar, he saw Orpa, that's the mother of Yishvi Benayv, he saw his mother. Teheves Navla, that she was spinning. Is Kichazia, when she saw him, is Poske Lepilche Shadisei Elayu. As she took a needle and threw it at him, it looked as if it just fell, but she meant to kill him. So she thought she wanted to kill his Tsruya. Is Omrelei, so when it fell and did not kill him, she said, Omrelei, Olam, Aisle Plach, please give me back my needle. Is Paskia Beresh Moicha Vekatle, so he threw it back to her and hit her in the head and killed her. So Kadchavya Yishvi Benayv, when Yishvi Benayv saw what happened, Omri said, Omer Hashda, Heve Beitrain, the Katali. He says, now there's two against me, and they're both coming to kill me. In other words, now Yishvi saw that Avisha ben Tsruya is here, so it's him and David against him, it's two against one like. So he got scared. She said, Hashda Beitrain, the Katali. So Paskar David, he threw David up with Lila, Vidatzle Leramcha, and he put his spear on the floor. Omri said, Nefel alive Nikto, let David comes down, he'll fall straight into the sword and I'll die. So Omar Avisha said, Shame, he said to Shem HaMeferish, and Ukmul David ben Shemaili Arya, that David stood up in the Shemaim in the air, he didn't come down. So that's the way he saved David. So the question the Gemara asks, V'neim le'iyu, why didn't David HaMelech himself say to Shem HaMeferish to save himself? So the answer is, Ein Chovish Moitzi Yatsum Beis Asurim. A person that's in jail cannot save himself. Rashi says that in Daita Mechuvenes Leim Hashem, he doesn't have Yishuv Adat. He's not a con, a piece to say Hashem's name. Fahashto Nitzo David Vashlicho Hashem Baruchek. For Holcho Avishai VeDavid VeChosulem. This is the way David was saved. Omalei Ma Boyisocha. So David asked him, "What are you doing here?" Omalei or Tsruya, or the opposite way. That Tsruya asked David, "What are you doing here?" This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu told to me, that I'll give you a choice, either that you should be given over to the enemy, or your children should be killed. For Ochi Hadle, this is what I answered back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, rather put me in the hand of the enemy. Is Omalei, so he said, Apech Slusa Ba Baruch Kirya Lizvan. Let's change around. So in other words, Avisha ben Tsruya told back to David Omalei, Apes luscha, daven just the opposite. Like, let your children be killed, but let you be saved. So you have to say, people say, ba brech kirilizvin, let your children go and sell wax, viat let it stir, and you won't have any pain. Like, that's the way people talk. What do you care what's going to do with your children as long as you will be saved? Omele, so David Mel said back to him, Mihochi, saye badon, I want you to help along. Like, so Rashi says, it means to say, David asked him, you daven with me. So Haimu Dixit, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayaz Eloi Avisha ben Tsruya, Avisha ben Tsruya helped David. And Omer of Yudom, a Rav, Sha'ozroi betfila, he helped him with tefila.
Now the Gemara says, Omer of Isha Hashem, so Avishai said again Hashem's name,
V'yachte, and he brought down David from the middle of the air where he was standing there, and now he brought him down. Hebekorodiv Basrei. Gemara says, Hebekorodiv Basrayu. So this Yishbi Naif was running after now David and Avishai. He was chasing them. Is Hebekorodiv Basrayu, Kimot, they were running away. So Kimoti Kuvi, when they came to the city Kuvi, Amr, they said, Kumbe, let's stand up and let's fight him. But they decided not to. Kimote Beitar, when it came to the city, Tori Omri, but Betori Gurion Katlu Liari. Like, could we go kill a lion? Like, he's too strong, we're still afraid of him. Is Amule Zil Ashkach Liorfa. So they said to him, Mishno, go try and find your mother. Imuch Bekivrat, your mother's in the grave. Like, now he told her what happened, that he killed his mother. Is Kiyitkru Le Shemei Dima, when they mentioned his mother's name, Kochash Chela, he lost his strength and became weak. For Kotta, they were able to kill him. And Hanukkah said, that's what the Pasuk says, Oz Nishpu Anshe David Loi Leimor Loi Seitze Yodi Tonal Mechama. We don't want you to come out anymore to have war with us. For Loi Sich Pesnei Yisrael, we're afraid that maybe you'll be killed. So from now on, they're afraid to let David go out himself, go out to have Mechama. Tanu Rabbanim learned like this, Shloisha Kovtzele Me'oritz. For three people, the land was Kovtzele, means it became, the earth shrank for them. Eliezer ben Avram, who they made a kvitz aberach, Eliezer ben Avram, the Yaakov Avinu, the Avisha ben Tzruya. Avisha ben Tzruya, who had the more, that was the mice we just said, for him, when he had to run to try and save David, so there was a kvitz aberach, he made the whole route in one day. It's made it fast. Eliezer ben Avram, the Yobri ha Yomer, he came today by the well. Lememer means to teach us, the Hu Yomer Nofik, that day he went out, and that day he reached it. So it was a kvitz aderech. Yaakov Avinu, where's the pasuk for Yaakov Avinu that he had a kvitz aderech? The pasuk says, the chassid says, Vayetze Yaakov Avinu.